Oh, hey. Wow, I'm so glad you can make it. Yeah, don't worry about it. You're not late at all. The party's only just started. Well, come on out of the rain before you catch a cold. I know spring is the worst time for colds anyway. Come in. Sit down. Thank you so much for coming. I'm sorry I sent out the invite on such short notice. Yeah, I thought calling you would be better than just texting you out of the blue, just in case you deleted my number. Not that you would, silly. Thank you for coming to the housewarming party. It means a lot that you're here. Where is everyone? Oh, the party hasn't actually started yet. Yeah, it doesn't start until around 5 or so. But you are just in time. All of the catering is here. I've got the music up and going, and you're welcome to all of it. And let me tell you, the wine I ordered for tonight will blow your fucking head off. Here, let me get you a glass. Feel free to follow me unless you want to sit and get comfortable. Yeah, the house is pretty big, isn't it? Well, you know me. I've always been a history slut, and this was right up my alley. After moving out of your apartment, I started hunting for homes and came across this historical monstrosity for only a couple hundred bucks. Can you believe it? The old lady who used to live here couldn't wait for it to get rid of it. Said it brought her bad memories. It's as big as a fucking castle, though. Might need a little more furniture to fill it up. Creepy. You were always such a scaredy cat in World War together. Yeah, I guess the place does give off kind of Valentine feel. I wouldn't be surprised if Dracula was sleeping in the basement. Come on, I'm kidding. God, you're so jumpy tonight. Here, let me pour you some wine. No wine? Oh, well. Then how about some tea? Do I still have the tea box you gave me? Oh, baby, how could I not? It's got all the flavors right there. Now, what kind would you like? I've got green tea, black tea, chamomile, jasmine, black, fine by me. Any honey? Sugar? No? None, huh? You always were the daring type. Of course, a little bit of sugar wouldn't hurt, right? Relax. It's only a tiny bit. Just to give it some sweetness. There you go, gorgeous. Come on. Let's go sit in the living room and wait for the others. I'm sure some will show up soon. So, tell me what's been going on with you. I know it's been at least 4 months since we've seen each other. How's your beau doing? Oh? You broke up? Really? When? A couple weeks after you moved into the apartment. Huh. What? No, I'm not mad. all of this drama for nothing. You give your all to someone and then they just throw it right back in your face. It's ridiculous. How's your tea? Good? That's good. I know tea is good for rainy spring afternoons like these. It's really coming down out there. I hope everyone makes it here safely. Hey. Are you okay? I don't know, you just seem a little jumpy, is all. Is it that weird to be sitting here with me after what happened? Well, to be fair, babe, you broke up with me. And it was only after you cheated. In our bed, I should add. But it's okay. It's fine, alright? I'm fine, I promise. If anything, I'm happier. You were obviously unhappy with me, but couldn't find within you to say it. That happens sometimes. But I'm more concerned about you. Stop looking so nervous, baby. It's just me. Here, have some more tea. There you go. So, your new beau broke up with you, huh? And after you moved her into our apartment. I wonder what he wears this time. Did she grow tired of you the same way you did me? Or was it just the sex that got stale? Or did she just realize how much of a fucking sorry excuse of a man you actually are? Don't look so upset, sweetheart. You brought this on yourself. Sweetie, you're looking kind of sick all of a sudden. Are you feeling alright? Feeling a little woozy, maybe? Unbalanced? Don't try to stand up. Those drugs could knock even a horse out. What do you mean, what? You really think I would just sit here, let you make a fool out of me, and get away with it? Oh. No. No, 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 baby. You're going to pay for what you did to me. Every last lie you told, and every last devising thing you did to me. I told you not to stand up. Aww. Aww. You look so cute. Caught up on the floor like that. So helpless. So vulnerable. Like me, all those months ago. Try not to resist. The drugs will only work harder. 99, baby. Wake the fuck up. That didn't take too long. It's only been an hour. I thought you'd be out longer by then. I did put a lot of drugs in your tea, after all. Enough of that should have knocked you out for days and not weeks. Hello, sweetheart. So glad to see you're back with me. Oh, don't try to move. You're tied to the armchair. Well, How else am I going to make you pay for what you've done to me during our relationship? Party? Seriously? You seriously bought that lie? Oh, then again, when it comes to an excuse to drink,
you'll fall for anything.
There was no party, you stupid slut. I mean, not except for ours, of course. I made that up. So you'd come out of pity and guilt for what you did to me. And I was right. As always. What did you do to me, you ask?
What? Did the drugs give you memory loss too?
You know exactly what you did to me. For months, you were going behind my back with that other woman like we weren't even together. Sneaking her into our home, in our bed. I mean, shit, baby, you could have at least attempted to be a little more discreet. Rent a hotel or something. But of course, that's what you were probably doing when you were going to work super early before the sun even rose, or lunch with friends. It's only that I had to witness you and that whore in bed together. Saving me.
Betraying my love. Betraying me and my love.
But we were happy. We were happy, damn it. And you ruined that. We've been together for 3 fucking years and you ruined that in an instant. All of our plans, everything we could have had, destroyed, obliterated, squashed underneath your heel, all because you wanted to take a ride on some new fucking whore. I'm disgusted with you. I was a good girlfriend. Even your friends said I was good to you. Good for you. I changed you for the better. And for some reason, I just wasn't good enough for you. Yes, you may have had fallen out of love with me, but was it enough to cheat on me for months like this? Was that enough to enjoy fucking someone else in our own bed that we slept in? No, it wasn't. But it wasn't enough for you because you still did it. We could have had it all. The big house with the beautiful kids and the dogs, all of that. I would have given you everything that you wanted. I could have given you a child. You could have lived here with me. We could have been happy. Hell, we were happy before you decided to go and shit all over it. I'm walking around this city happy, blinded by my love for you, telling everyone that you are the one for me. You made a fool out of me. You lied to my face. Didn't even have the balls to tell me that you didn't want to be with me anymore. Oh. So you wanted to spare my feelings? God, cut the bullshit. You think cheating behind my back is any better than just telling me like a grown fucking man? Admit it. You're nothing but a coward. A coward and a man whore. You put your own happiness above my own and wanted to save your own fucking skin. Well, now, Now you're going to bed. Wherever you lie, every night, filled with crying and worry for you. Every time I doubted myself, and if I make you happy, you're going to pay for all of it. Started with this. Oh, what's this, you ask? It's just a blindfold for those pretty eyes of yours. You're going to need it for this next part. You're so cute when you try to fight. Keep trying, baby. But those ropes are only going to get tighter. Scream all you want. No one will hear you. Now hold the fuck still. There we are. Nice and tight. Can you see me? Nod yes or no. Do it. Good. That'll be important for this game of ours. If you can see me, that'll ruin the fun. Now, sweetheart, do me a favor. Tell me what this is. Can you feel that? That cool texture up against your skin as I glide along your chest, down your stomach. Feels like metal light. Guess correctly now, or you won't like what happens next. Trust me on that one, baby. Oh, come on. Just guess. I know this drag's probably got your mind in a fog, but you're a smart boy. You were smart enough to keep your secret relationship under wraps for as long as you did. Now, guess. That's right. It's a knife. The biggest butcher knife I had in my drawer. Oh, baby. You're trembling. We haven't even begun the fun yet. Stop screaming. I said, stop screaming. You do that again, and I'll cut that pretty little tongue out of your mouth. Understand? Now hold still. If you move around too much, I'll cut right through the fabric of your shirt and nick some skin. And we both don't want that, do we? Yeah, you feel it nice, pressing up against one of your nipples. Those hard picks that I used to make and suck for you. I bet she was sucking them for you too. Was she better than me? Oh, they're so hard. Are you aroused by this by any chance, sweetheart? Or is it the fear that's stimulating something in you? The adrenaline, perhaps? Yeah, you like the way I flick and lick those nipples while I just slowly balls get even harder in her mouth as I switch between the two.
You were never that good, lion. Oh, those little whimpers you let out are too dumb. I've got to have your mouth in me. Maybe you can show me just what you were doing to your little girlfriend in our bed. Show me what I've been missing. Tilt your head back. Do it.
Don't want to comply?
Give me that hair then. Am I pulling too hard for you, baby? You don't like how it feels? Too bad. Now you know how pain really feels. This is only a half of what I've got in store for you, slut. Now, open your mouth. Open your fucking mouth. I'll use this knife on you if I have to.
Good. Now. Why don't we just climb up here and brace myself on that chest?
You ready, baby? Too bad, because here I come. Oh God, yes. Oh, that's so good. Your legs. Tongue feels so good on my pussy. Oh, yes, that's it, baby. Eat that cunt. Eat it like it's the last thing you'll ever taste. Show me, just show me how you ate that bitch's cunt. Did you use that tongue? Did you make her come every time you were with her? Show me how. You like me stroking that hair? Yeah? You like me kissing your forehead? How about this? That feel good? Me pulling on that hair again so tightly. Too rough? Well, too bad. You get no kind of tenderness.
You're gonna feel pain while I feel pleasure
and grind into the mouth. Swallow me, baby. Swallow me down that whore throat of yours. Enough. That's enough. I don't want to until you're inside me. But it's gonna happen, baby. Whether you want it or not.
Wait. Oh, sweetheart. You're crying so much. You're literally shaking. Am I really scaring you that much? You want me to let you go? Alright. I suppose this has gone too far. No, I wanted to scare you a little bit. But I'll let you go now. and we can talk this over.
Psych. Stupid. I'm bending down so I can get my hands in those pants. Oh.
Now, let me just unbuckle this belt. Take down these pants and... There we go. So big and thick and hot. Are you aroused by this baby?
No.
You're really telling me you didn't like getting woke up and hearing me moan like that? Is this what gets you off? Is this what you were doing with your little side chick too? Gotta lubricate first before the fun. You like that, don't you?
Wait a minute.
And just teasing me. Can you feel the cool metal of the knife against your thigh? What would happen if I just took this knife and cut off the tip of your tooth?
Can't say you won't deserve it.
You tense up so much. Does that scare you, baby? Oh, don't you worry. I wouldn't cut off the part of you that I love so, so much. You keep saying you got something for me. In fact, I should stop teasing you, shouldn't I? And kiss those tears softly. Alright. Here comes the main course. Oh, yes! Oh, God, that's so good! I can feel all of you from this angle. I've always loved doing it like this. Always loved feeling that thick hard cock curve up into my pussy and plow me in and out. Oh, does it feel good feeling me bounce you? Can't even see me. Oh God, it's so fucking delicious. Nobody can do this to you, can they? Oh, not even her. She could never make you this hot. You're not the only one who's aroused, honey. Oh, you feel how wet I am? God, I miss having you inside of me. Feel my tits in your veins. Come on, suck on them, play with them. Do it, play with them. Yeah, yes, like that. Oh, I'm so wet right now. Feel that? Feel my warm. Oh, God. Good rip in your cup. So fucking tight. I'm just begging for your seat. Begging for you. To come inside me. What? You thought this was gonna happen? If I wanted to protect myself, I would have put a condom on me first. With your seed and knock me up with your baby. I feel it. Your cockhead is right there, pressed up against my cervix. My walls clenching that cock so tight. I'm going to knock a baby out of you. And you, my sweet, sweet, sweet man, are going to give it to me. Because you want it too. I can feel it. You're gonna be a father. Exactly what you were doing when you came over here. You were missing me too. Looking for distraction. The way out. You were sick of that bitch's old pussy and didn't feel like looking for another. That would take you too long to receive. Oh, no, baby. You needed me. You needed my throat. My lips. My body. My wet little pussy. You need to give me your baby. Come on now. You know you've missed this piece of grape in your cock. Don't make it yours. Do it. Put a fucking baby in me, baby. Don't you want to see my belly get all big with your child? My tits so fun and milk and dripping wet. Don't you want to be a family? Of course you do. So give me that cum. Come on, big boy. Drown my womb in that baby batter. No one can fuck you like I can. Because I love you so much. More than anyone ever could. Even that bitch. And I know you love me. I know you want this. Even when you refuse it, I know you do. So come inside me and make me yours forever and ever and ever for all eternity. Come inside me. That's it. I can feel your cock twitching inside of me. Give me that cum. Feel my inside of your seed. Make my ovaries soak in your baby butter. Do it. Do it, you beautiful fool of a man. Now, do it. Come inside of me, damn it. Fuck that baby into me. Oh, wow. You came so I'm practically dreaming.
You really know me?
I... It took us so long to do this. Oh, baby, that's so sweet to say. I can't wait till we're a family. I know you're going to be an amazing father. What a woman. And our baby. I want you to hold this too. I want to feel your arms around me. I want you to ask me. Let me just untie your wrists. And your ankles. And now the blindfold. You look so sexy right now. Especially after you just dumped your seat in me. You feel so good against me. Baby. What? Where are your hands going? What are you doing? Baby. Where are you? Hey, get off of me! What the fuck? You're too heavy. I can't breathe. Wait. Please. I won't tell anyone. Stop joking at me. Don't. Please.
So much fun together.